Proclamation number 2228, day of February 3rd, 1942. Jesus Christ, Spear of Truth. Apostle. Jesus Christ was the proclaimer of truth and will remain so for all eternity. And those who follow him will also find themselves in the truth as soon as they ask him for it. Thus they will have the strong will to know the truth which Jesus Christ proclaimed to people on earth. But this will has to express itself such that the human being opens his heart in order to listen to God's voice, that he therefore has to ask God for heartfelt prayer and then awaits the answer which is given to him. God leaves no such prayer unanswered, for those who desire to stand in truth are his true children to whom he reveals himself, whom he gladly instructs so that they may stand in the right knowledge. What people teach is rarely pure truth unless they have received the truth from God. But how seldom do people allow themselves to be taught by God, and how seldom is pure truth to be found, even though the teachings are presented as truth. Even where people have the will to pass on truth, error is often spread because they are not in union with God, because they do not establish the contact which is indispensable in order to receive the grace of the power of realization. Intimate contact with God is the only guarantee that the human being is in truth, that he receives truth and is able to distribute it. However, the human being's will is only completely subject to divine will when he only allows himself to be guided by God. When he does not allow himself to be determined by people to do this or that, but when he completely surrenders himself to God of his own accord. When he feels compelled in his heart to make contact with God and offers himself to him as his servant without any external influence, from the world or from his fellow human beings. He must be driven by love for God to be active for him, and God draws this love. He accepts him as a laborer in his vineyard, and trains him first so that he can carry out his ministry well. He instructs him, he introduces him to spiritual knowledge, for his activity consists of spreading this knowledge. This is the seed that is to be sown in the field, which is to bear fruit and one day bring a rich harvest. And these are the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, who are constantly active in sowing the seed, which is the pure truth from God, into the hearts of men, so that it may sprout in good soil. For only good seed can bear good fruit. Only pure truth carries the power to shape man into a child of God. The bearer of pure truth was Jesus Christ, and his teaching was the pure word of God. It was the divine teaching of love that he now imparted to his disciples and appointed them as his first laborers in his vineyard. For they were deeply united with their divine teacher, and they therefore repeatedly received the pure truth from God himself in order to spread it, as it was God's will.